From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Saturday, August 29th, 2020, and it's 4:18 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. And this is day 27 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August, along with a bunch of podcast nerds. I am still up here in the Mountain House. Today's the first full day I've been up here. It's like a tease being up here only for the weekend, and it's kind of I should be thankful that I'm even able to come up here for the weekend. So I am, and I'm loving it, even though I did some painting today for the woman across the street. I have to go back tomorrow. I didn't get to go there until 2 o'clock because I had to wait for her to get the room ready for me. Let me take a sip of this fun. Let me open up the second beer of the day. This is a Kona. What is the brand here? It's a Kona Brewing Company Longboard Lager. Not the most exotic of beers, but they don't have Tecates at the Holiday Market in Weaverville, which is 7 miles from the Mountain House here in Douglas City. They do not have Modelo. They do not have Pacifico. The only thing they have in the can that I can really drink is the Kona Longboard Lager, and it's cheaper than all of those as well. So that's what I'm drinking. I'm going to take a sip of the second one of the day. Always the best, the second one. Ah, that's good. So I have been just kind of working in the garden all day today. We took the dogs down to the river for a walk. That takes 2 hours to do that. looked around for some squirrels because squirrel season starts on the 12th. Quail season starts on the 12th. Dove starts on the 1st, which is on, I think, Monday. Bear season is going on right now, concurrent with deer season. I do have a bear tag. I don't have a deer tag, so I'm not allowed to go out and shoot a deer. I found a bear on the trail cam. I looked at the trail cam pictures this morning. Usually the first thing I do, once I've had the coffee, I will let the dogs out, and we will walk up the hill, and I'll walk all the way up to BLM where I have two trail cams, and I'll check them. And one of the trail cams right by the water tanks had a bear come by on the, I think it's the usual bear that, it's a huge one. It looks like it's about 400 pounds. And he's walking on the trail. So he came up by a lot around Wednesday or Thursday at 5:30 in the morning. I think 5:30 in the morning, you're allowed to hunt. You get 30 minutes before daylight. And I think the sun comes up around 6 a.m. right now here. So I could go out and try to get that bear. You know, you're not allowed to bait here. So what? But I just happened to be making myself an afternoon snack with some oatmeal, some molasses, and some corn. And I mixed that all together, and I was going to bring that up to the hill with me. I decided to go for a walk with some corn, dried corn, some oatmeal, and some molasses. And I decided to go up for a walk in the woods, and I'll be damned if I didn't trip and drop all of that sweet, sweet stuff all over the ground right in front of the trail cam. I can't believe I was so clumsy to do that. Yeah, all right, you get the drift, friend. So I'm going to look around, see if I can see that bear. And yeah, when I come back, maybe I'll come back next week. I'm not sure, but if I do come back, will almost be squirrel season. I'm out scouting for squirrel now, and if I saw a buck on the property, even though I don't have a deer tag, would I shoot it? That is a tough one to say. I bought an air conditioner. I'm going to continue on the, I'll get to the regular content here in a minute. I'm going to continue on the walk-in cooler. I kind of need to have that built. If I do kill an animal, that if I'm going to hang them for 2 weeks in the walk-in cooler, so what it consists of, you got to build the walls, you got to cover the walls with some kind of this kind of insulation. It's like very thick foam covered in some kind of foil stuff. I don't remember what it's called, RM42 or something like that. I don't know what it's called. And you got to put an insulated door. You got to put the ceiling, floor. All that has to be covered with this insulation. And you got to put a 12 to 15,000 BTU air conditioner in there. And then you have to connect what's called a cool bot. You have to plug that into the front of the air conditioner. And what that does is regulates the air conditioner, because air conditioners supposedly only go down to like 55 degrees or something like that. This supercharges it, brings it down to as low as like 32 degrees or something like that. But you really want to get it to around between 35 and 40 degrees. So this regulates the temperature of the air conditioner down to there. So I have to put an air conditioner. I have one more wall to do, the other wall and the ceiling as well. But the one wall I have not finished. I have to get the door and the air conditioner, because I have to measure. You got to frame around it. You know how carpentry works. I'm not much of a carpenter, but I'm looking on YouTube how to do this. And once that's done, I'm going to put the ceiling in, and then I have to hire an electrician to run another circuit for the air conditioner and a light, and I guess one or two outlets on the wall. And after that's done, I'll be ready to go with this walk-in cooler. Long way to go for that, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang an animal this year, because this thing's probably not going to get done that anytime soon. If I do get a bear, I will break that thing down and I will bring it to there's a local butcher here that processes wild game. So I'll do that immediately, probably. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm not really expecting to get a bear. In all honesty, if I kill that bear, I will probably bawl my eyes out like a pussy, but because, you know, I took that bear's life. But I will use every bit of that bear. I will make a rug. I will have bear sausage. I will have bear burgers. I will cook every bit of that thing. I'll even take the bear fat and use that. Nothing will go to waste on that bear, for all you animal rights people out there. All right, I'm back to the show reviews, and I'm not sure who this one's from, but we'll listen together.
Michael Butler, this is Steve from just north of Boston.
Hey, Steve from just north of Boston. How you doing, friend?
How are you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better.
I'm glad to hear it. Calling in on a beautiful Friday afternoon before I have to go back to teaching school on Monday.
Oh.
Final weekend that feels like a weekend.
Now, are you guys in school, the students going to school, or is it Zoom school?
Before all this begins again. So, this is another concert review. Before I begin, let me take a sip of this fine Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Right, I'll join you with my Kona Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So, we're going to be talking about UFO.
Oh, good.
1981. So, we're talking the Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent Tour. The only time I ever saw UFO.
Did I see them on that tour? I may have, because I think I saw them every time they came to Jacksonville, Florida. If they may have bypassed Jacksonville during that tour. I saw them a few times, probably two or three times during the Mechanics. And I saw them, of course, during Obsession and Lights Out as well, and Strangers in the Night.
I'm looking at setlist.fm.
Okay.
The date is March 11th, 1981, and we're talking about the Metro Center in Rockford, Illinois. So I would be coming down from Janesville, Wisconsin, and my brother drove up from DeKalb, where he was in college at Northern Illinois University. They actually played DeKalb that year, but my dad bought the ticket, so he drove all the way up to Wisconsin to get me. We drove to Rockford, and then he stayed with us that night. And my buddy Joe went with it, too. He came up from Chicago suburbs where I used to live, so that was fun. So, looking at the set list, nobody has anything to say about the Rockford show. And, really, I don't remember the set list order. So, I look at May 22nd at Alpine Valley, which is in East Troy, Wisconsin. Uh-huh. I've been there many times, but not for that show.
I have a bootleg from 1982. The Regenerator Tour. Is your review from, did he say 81 or 82? I think he said 81, but I have a bootleg. It says Regenerator Live 1982, and I believe that is the Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent Tour. So I'm going to compare this set list. There's 12 songs. I'm going to compare this one to yours, Steve.
All by looking at it. So I'll go through that. I'll start by saying the openers were Donny Iris and the Romantics.
Ah, the beginning of the new wave, whatever you call it, post-punk new wave scene. Romantics, always great live. I've only seen them once. I think I might have seen them once or twice. That Jimmy Marino, that guy who was playing drums for Romantics, was a badass. And Wally Stockard. Is it Wally Stockard? No, Wally Palmer. Wally Stockard was from the Babies. Yeah, I like me some romantics, and I like a little bit of Donny Iris too. So that's a pretty good bill. Was that in a theater?
In that order. So Donny Iris, I'm certain.
Here we go again.
He played Aaliyah. You can go ahead and sing.
Yeah,
we all know that one. Yeah. Great song, right? I don't know anything else by Donny Iris. And the Romantics in 1981. They definitely did.
They had Talking in Your Sleep. No, I don't think they had Talking in Your Sleep yet. They had What I Like About You.
What I Like About You. Yeah. What I Like About You. You Keep It Warm at Night.
There you go. Sing it, friend.
And at that point, I don't know any other songs. They had a hit later on in 1983.
That's Talking in Your Sleep.
They were both fun to watch, and that was cool. Hey, I'll tell you something. This was the Metro Center was new. We were in the second row. Because, you know,
the Metro Center is probably a theater-sized venue.
Back in the day, remember, we used to go to a record store and buy paper tickets.
Uh-huh.
And my dad took me over to
Coconuts Records in Jacksonville, Florida. Coconuts. You guys probably had Peaches or something like that.
The local, it was called Co-op Records in Janesville, Wisconsin. And there was no line at all. Janesville was not a UFO town. Chicago, not too far away, was a huge UFO town.
Yeah.
But no, Janesville, Wisconsin, and even Rockford were not big UFO towns. So I got my pick of seats, and I got three seats in the second row right in front of the speakers.
Nice.
My ears rang for 3 days after, which I thought was cool at the time, and now I know is part of what is whatever kind of hearing loss that I have today. But that's okay, because I had a great time. Second row!
Yeah,
we did. Pete Way was coming right out in front of us.
Everywhere.
Paul Ring and all those guys. Right in front of us, pointing at them. Couldn't quite high-five them, but they were reaching out. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, when UFO finally comes on.
Now, on my live bootleg here, I got We Belong to the Night, the opener.
Come out on stage playing The Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent.
They came out with The Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent, huh? Huh. This. If it plays. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome from Newark, WUK, UFO! Good evening! Not a bad opener. Not a bad opener.
Of course, you're going to sing. UFO is your favorite, so that's cool.
Yes.
What an interesting opener. The chorus of that one, not such a go-getter.
On the wild, wheeling and the innocent.
Somebody's singing along. Is that Paul Raymond singing along on that one?
I believe that's Neil Carter.
Harmony that counter
Neil Carter.
I guess. Then they bam right into Only You Can Rock Me. What a great
What I have on this bootleg, I have they open with We Belong to the Night. Only You Can Rock Me was after Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent. So okay, the fifth song on the set.
Song.
Only you can rock me, rock me.
Go into we're gonna play some songs from the new album. We do Long Gone.
And you're long. Here was a little bit of Long Gone. Man, what an album, Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent. That's a good third one because you open up with a good, Wild, the Willing, and the Innocent's kind of good opener. Then you go into a hit, then you break it down a little bit. That gives everybody a chance to wipe off the sweat and have a sip of water while keyboards and Paul Chapman are playing.
Because you're long gone.
Down in this hell.
They do Lonely Heart. La, la.
Lonely Heart is a not on my one I have here. La, 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 Lonely Heart. Okay, that's a good one.
La, 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 Lonely Heart. I love
there
that
you
one.
Go.
Good song.
Yes.
Cherry, Going Back Away.
Blah, 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 blah. That's a good one.
They play No Place to Run.
No Place, Baby.
Love to Love. Misty Green.
Love to love you.
And Blue.
Yeah. Sing it.
Making Moves the way they're making moves.
That's the opening track of While the Wing and the Innocent, I believe. A lot of new songs in that set. I like it.
Then I remember Paul Raymond's guitar solo, but he had the acoustic guitar on the stand. They played.
That would be Mystery Train. Yeah.
Mystery Train, and he played that whole introduction. I kind of know it as an Elvis song. It says here Little Junior's Blue Flames cover.
That's right.
I remember Elvis singing it too. But
Elvis had a hit with it too.
Yeah, I probably remember it.
Elvis probably made it a hit.
When it was on. No, not from when it was. I'm too young for that, man.
Yeah, me
53,
too.
It's all right. Then, you can tell we're heading towards the end of the set here. Yeah. It's a short set.
So we get
Too Hot to Handle.
Uh-huh.
I was too hot.
It
Lights Out.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, ba-dum, boom, ba-dum, boom. It's a good one.
In fact, I even think they sang Lights Out in Rockford.
Uh-huh.
Because
oh, nice.
Wouldn't
okay.
they do that for every city?
Yes.
And to close the regular part of the set with Rock Bottom. Which my favorite version of
Didn't
that.
Did come back with Shoot, Shoot, I'm going to guess?
It's always Michael Schenker on the Strangers in the Night.
Of course.
It's like 5 minutes of soloing over a single chord. It's amazing.
Great.
Who can do that solo over a single
Great.
Chord? It's hard
it's
to
actually
do.
Two. It's doom, 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 doom,
doom. Come up with new ideas with one chord. And then come back out for a single encore song of Dr. Doctor.
Oh, Dr. Doctor. I forgot about that, yeah.
Which these days would make you think Iron Maiden's coming next, right?
Yes.
Here they come. So, Dr. Doctor, please.
Please! Oh, the mess I'm in!
Please. And there you go. 13 songs. What
All
a
right.
short set list.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That what was their contractual obligation.
Night. My brother had a great time. And my buddy Joe had a great time. And I think maybe my brother saw a UFO again, living vicariously through him. He was at one of the shows in Chicago at which they recorded Strangers in the Night. So I always say, I heard you on the album again today. So there's all of that.
Yeah.
And I never went and saw a UFO again, which is too bad. Never happen again now, right? Although, would I so much care to anymore? I'm not sure. But I wanted to help you out. Maybe you get this into the last of the Dog Days episodes,
and
maybe you don't, but you can use it whenever. You can
I'm going to continue to use them. Please keep them coming, because I still got to do Rock and Roll Geek Show. So please, everybody, keep them coming. Just think about a show you went to. Look for it on setlist.fm. If you can't find your show, look for one nearby. You know, they pretty much stick to similar sets. And if you have any good memories like he does, like Steve does from Boston, you'll remember it. So, and then email it to me. Pardon me, I'm burning this longboard logger. Send it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Back to you, Steve.
That's your choice, because after all, it is you. So this went longer than I thought. I will say stay frosty, and I'll talk to you next time.
Stay frosty, friend. All right. Thank you for listening to day 27 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I will talk to you tomorrow, Sunday, my last day here in the Mountain House. Like I said, kind of a tease, but I'm going to get up super early in the morning, go finish that bedroom, and then just hang out, enjoy the Mountain House, maybe walk around and scout for squirrels. I haven't been up behind the house up in BLM territory for quite a while, so maybe I'll do that tomorrow, and I'll tend to the garden as well. I got a new, now I have every sprinkler system on a timer, and hopefully the thing will stay watered now, because just me watering them heavily for the past 2 days kind of bringing things a little bit back to life, so that's good. All right, friends, thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow with day 28. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. Oh, I'm going to go fishing tomorrow, too. I think I'll throw a line in the lake, maybe bring the fly rod and try to practice my casting with the fly rod. All right, friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Please keep the donations coming. Without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. And you know where to find the show. RockandRollGeek.com, Facebook, R&R Geek, Twitter, R&R Geek, Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, Don't Ask. Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, answer two questions, etc., etc. Here is, what am I going to play? Let's play something from that tour, from that Regenerator Live. How about, let's do Paul Chapman solo, Mystery Train, 7 minutes and 52 seconds. Here you go. See if it plays.
that long black train to my baby's home. Train, train, run down this drive.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.